Hello and welcome to the podcast all about business and personal evolution from the soul. I'm Angela, strategist, coach, and guide for founders and creatives building meaningful businesses from inside out. Whether it is solo reflections or deep conversations about the business journey, inner growth, or soulful evolution, we will explore what it really means to own your voice, your value, your vision in work and in life. Let's dive in. So, is AI stealing my coaching, consulting, or training job? Now, we all know about what's happening in the industry at the moment and all the talk about AI replacing jobs that are out there and shaking up in general the job market. But how is this actually affecting the coaching, consulting, training, and the business world? So today I wanted to speak about this topic that has been hot for a long time coming now. And it's only rising in criticality every single day, not only if you are employed in a job. But yesterday, I was having a conversation with a new friend that I recently met at a seminar. And I think these conversations that you have outside of your usual immediate circle, they're so important because sometimes when you work for yourself, it's easy to become really isolated and lose touch with the things that are going on. And I mean, of course, you see things and you have these observations and you talk to people around you, but you only see one perspective or corner of it. Now, a brief sidetrack at the moment, I'm going to step a little bit into human design. As a 5-1 manifesting generator, I know that my energy can get very quickly stretched on the networking side of things if I overdo things. And I've only recently realized and gotten that clarity in terms of the way I need to be intentional with energy when it comes to networking with new connections in a way that suits me. For me, that is definitely more to do with the in-depth kind of one-on-one relationships. So fewer, but more in-depth and spreading across a longer span in building that. And even beyond business networking, I've always, to be honest, preferred in-depth relationships, like also in my personal friendships as well. So as a 5-1, the 5 line is designed to have energy that is radiating out in a more kind of one-to-many fashion versus those that have a 4 or 3 line that will have their specific, more natural talents, let's say, when it comes to, especially in the networking side of things. 4 lines are the most natural networkers because they bring this natural energy that is able to hold influence across personal networks. Whereas with the 3 line, this is all about the play and the experimental energy in being able to sample, being able to taste new energy across people that they meet. So that'll be a topic about networking specific to your human design that I'll probably speak about another day in another episode or a blog. But anyway, coming back to the topic about AI and this impact. So the conversation that I was having with this friend was that he was actually doing some research on jobs in a database for his daughter, who's currently looking for work in HR. And he noticed an oval shape in what he was observing. Like there was this very small handful of jobs that were entry level, beginner, and then a small handful of the ones that were more advanced, and then sort of like a wider middle base, although that was also limited too. But overall, his commentary was that, at least from this perspective, that there seems to be this famine of jobs. And it's something that I've heard also across different conversations as well with friends and other contacts that are in this place at the moment, that they are on the lookout for jobs, that, you know, there just doesn't seem to be as many of them as there was, let's say, about a year ago or maybe, and most certainly the year before. So there is definitely a change that is happening, and I believe it is no coincidence that all of this is happening around the same time as, you know, ChatGPT having come out at the end of 2023. And I remember 8 years ago, now this was back when I was in the big consulting world, we created this pitch around job transformation as a result of AI and how we were proposing on what this meant in terms of new roles that we needed to create. But I think the thing is, I don't think anyone really could have been prepared for how fast this was going to change, especially when ChatGPT came out, AI suddenly became available to the masses, whereas previously was limited to pretty basic functions and advanced AI was more something that was limited to these big organizations like, you know, Meta and others that have these algorithms. And we've all seen the news about like massive layoffs this year and things that are happening across all levels. But what struck me as we were talking about his you know, job hunting for his daughter was that this wasn't something that was just happening in the employed world. This was also happening across the business world as well, especially in freelance consulting, coaching, and training. Because again, you know, this isn't to do with just necessarily employed versus entrepreneurship and business. It's to do with a demand in terms of what is the need coming from the market. And again, you know, even in business, we are looking at addressing a need, looking at addressing what is it that we can bring to bring value. So the paradigm in terms of what is considered value, especially coming from a human, has really, really changed as a result of what has been happening over the last just under 2 years. And just to, you know, further emphasize that, a client actually texted me this week and he noticed that he himself was now relying on AI more and more for things that a year ago he might have paid for guidance. So what becomes very, very clear, and this came up in our conversation, is that certainly in the employed world, unless you are bringing this very specific, this unique tacit knowledge in what you as an individual have gained through experience that is often difficult to put into words. It's like your ability to be able to see a problem that is going to happen, you know, 50 steps before someone else does, simply because of the fact that you've seen this happen again and again and again. And being able to really articulate that, then your job is going to be at risk. And similarly, in the coaching, consulting, training, and freelance world, the need for uniqueness, and again, that uniqueness is always there, that tacit experience, that tacit knowledge. But being able to really fully capture and articulate that specialization, like that is becoming so crucial now, to be able to lean into that specialization, leaning into your uniqueness. I know that this may sound a little scary because things are definitely changing. They're changing really fast. But in terms of what this means as an opportunity, as a business owner in consulting and coaching, as someone that wants to bring your soul into being able to create impact in the world, it's actually a beautiful thing because it means that uniqueness and that specialization, like, you know, it's actually a core towards your true authenticity. And the reality is, in my view, so generalists, you know, age of generalists are coming to an end, but the reality is, in my view, nobody was truly a generalist in the first place. It was just an easy label. You know, it's easy for us to say, yeah, you know, I can do like so many different things, but there is this deep uniqueness that lies often hidden in every single one of us. So I truly believe that there are no true generalists. A generalist is just like almost a mask to really like to kind of hide the real expertise that already sits within you. And we simply need to make sure that we're putting in front of us the right mirrors to be able to bring this out. So this thing, this uncopyable thing that is only in you, this natural talent in you that has existed for as long as you have existed. I mean, maybe not when you're newborn, but it's, you know, essentially as soon as your personality started to come to light, that has allowed you to build the experience that you have. And that was always there. And it's something I call the inner diamond. That's why I refer to it in my book, Awaken Your Inner Diamond. So your true essence, your true value in the world. And once you unlock it, you know, magic really appears. And once you learn to articulate it, oh my God, things start to fly. So for example, in the case of my own business, the one that I run together with my partner, Christina, we used to front with this combined duo specialization that we have in how the two of us come together in helping people to activate their offers. But what's actually really shifted in what we're now doing is shifting to emphasizing a lot more who we are as individuals. And that has become more and more something that is coming to the forefront. For me, this is that energy of what I call the clarity alchemizer. It's always been about going deep for me, like digging beyond the surface level thing that someone is saying, or the surface level challenge, or the surface level feeling that someone has, like what's actually really going on beneath, and unclogging what is in someone's brain, laying it out in a way that they have actually never seen it before, where the answer and direction just literally jumps off the page because it becomes so clear. So I don't need to tell them what to do. They can already see it. And sometimes, you know, I vocalize and it just like really just hammers it home. They're like, oh my God, yes, how did I never see that before? And my partner, Christina, what she brings is this energy of the provocative challenge, you know, that stretches, that shifts, that ability to see possibilities out of the box. It's what makes her so strong in doing these market interview calls, where she's able to just follow her instinct and sort of like go into different corners. And it's where her commercial instinct comes in as well. That ability, once we get to that deep clarity, that they are then prepared for this new challenge and the stretch and the new direction of where it can go, because you're coming from a grounded place. So this question, you know, again, it comes back to owning, claiming, really, really fully leaning into your uniqueness. Is AI stealing our coaching, freelance, consulting, training jobs? Well, the answer, the simplistic answer I would say to that is no, because you can't be replicated. And even though the landscape is changing, like you do have that, you do have the opportunities within you to be able to get that clarity. So my question to you as you're listening to this is to think about this question. What is it that you bring? What is that core transformation? How is it that people are coming to you? So how, when they come to you, what state are they in? And what state do they leave? And remember, all of this can sometimes be buried, because we have a tendency sometimes when it comes to the thing that we do that is so unique that can't be replaced. So we pile on all these extras because we take it for granted, that thing. And so maybe the real question here is, what couldn't ever be replaced in what you do? And how could you evolve your work and your offers to be able to express more of this? Now, I have two invitations that I want to share with you. So while this podcast is still very new, I do plan to jump on every 1 or 2 weeks to talk to you. But if you have a suggestion on topics, questions you'd like me to delve into, or maybe something that sparked from this episode that you're listening to, please do send me a message on LinkedIn or Instagram, Authentic Awakenings, or LinkedIn under my name, Angela Tsai. Or if you know someone who would be an amazing guest, and maybe that's you, and we can perhaps get into a deep conversation about some of the topics covered in the show, I'd love to get your recommendation. And the second invitation I have for you is that I'm currently running a clarity special this summer. So it's only going to be the month of August. And this is a 90-minute deep dive for £49. Now, this is honestly an amazing deal, because normally working one-on-one with us, it tends to start from about 2000. And it's perfect if you are feeling kind of scattered or unsure on where to focus on next in your business. We can go into your most urgent challenge, whether that be around your offers, around monetization, around messaging, your marketing, and just be able to get to that clear next step and plan your next actions in terms of how do I position my next move around here. So we've only got two of these going each week during the month of August, and there's currently only 4 spots left. So I'm going to put the link in the show notes. And please, if you do have any questions about it, or you just want to have a pre-chat to help, you know, shape around the thing that you want to tackle to, you know, really make the most out of it, reach out to me on LinkedIn or Instagram, and we can definitely chat about that. So that's it for this episode. I hope it's been useful in getting your thoughts going around this topic, and, you know, maybe to validate perhaps some of the challenges or the friction that you have been feeling, you have been experiencing, but also give some positive hope in terms of what this all actually means and how to navigate. So this is a calling to claim and step into your full authenticity. So the rise of AI is not replacing you. It's replacing what can be commodified. Now, your true value lies in your unique essence. And now is the time to name, to own, to express that clearly. If you enjoyed this, make sure to follow or subscribe so you don't miss any upcoming episodes. And make sure also to check out the show notes for ways to stay in touch, resources that I mentioned. And if you found this helpful, please do. I would so love it if you would share with a friend or leave a quick review. It helps more soulful founders and creatives discover this show. And see you next time.